At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, my mentor and guide to Nigeria. The headline from London, BBC. Trump tells military to prepare for action, in quotes, against Islamic militants in Nigeria. The explanation? U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the military to prepare for action in Nigeria to tackle Islamist militant groups, accusing the government of failing to protect Christians. Mr. Trump did not say which killings he was referring to, but claims of a genocide against Nigeria's Christians have been circulating in recent weeks and months in some right-wing U.S. circles. My guide on Nigeria is Gregory Copley, whose many years of experience with the sophistication of the political voices in Nigeria introduced me again into a topic that has not been on the top of the stove since the elections in 23. The president is a man named Tinubu, who is senior. Nothing wrong with that, but doesn't evidence a great deal of concern about the part of his country, the North, where there is no law and order and where there are jihadists and gangsters and other bad actors. Gregory, a very good evening to you. What I understand is there are herdsmen, Fulanis they're called, who are Muslim nominally, and that they are very much bumping up against the agrarian base of some communities that tend to be Christian, farmer settlers. There have been churches built. There have been massacres over the years. I'm not aware that there's anything unusual about this. It's business as usual. The president is not wrong in saying successive governments have not solved it. I've always been amazed when talking to my correspondent from Nigeria that this isn't major news, that it's left to the local officials not dealt with out of the capital. The president suddenly is interested. To do what, Gregory? Did you understand what can be done? Because Nigeria is a vast, very heavily populated and rich land in the south. Is he talking about going into the north? Good evening to you, Gregory.
Good evening, John. Well, as usual, this cry harkens back to a comment made by my old friend Miles Copeland, who was the CIA guy and advisor to Gamal Abdel Nasser in Egypt and the like. And he wrote a book called The Game of Nations, in which he said, U.S. foreign policy is U.S. domestic politics carried out abroad. And that really sums up what's going on now. Various public figures in the United States have from time to time gone on a rant about the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. And look, I'm a Christian myself, so I, you know, I'm keenly following this, but I've been in all of these areas, in the north, the northeast of Nigeria, where much of this jihadism is taking place, as well as in other areas. And yes, there are Christians being killed, but there are a lot more Muslims being killed. Mostly Muslim on Muslim, but sometimes it's Christian against Muslim as well, because you do have these cultural elements coming into play. The Hausa and Fulani people, mostly in the north, and the Fulani themselves are herdsmen and therefore essentially nomadic. They drive their cattle around through the cities they ignore all laws against driving cattle herds through cities, and that's what they do periodically. And there are large numbers of Fulani, not just in Nigeria, but in the West Africa as a whole. The Fulani have become very, very militant. They do have a lot of weapons. They are not part of the jihadist groups, but they have been literally trampling across farmlands in Muslim and Christian areas and killing the peoples involved. And yes, that has included burning down churches, but they've burned down farms and homes and villages of the Muslims as well. So it's not necessarily a jihad against Christians, nor is it a genocide against Christians. And I've had a lot of my Christian northern Nigerians come to me being very concerned about this, if you like, oversimplification by President Trump in his latest statement. The question is, why is he saying it? And why does he ignore the reality that the various Nigerian governments over the past 20, 30 years or more have been refused U.S. help to fight the jihadists? There was at one point where the Nigerian government almost had the Boko Haram group wiped out completely, and then a Christian president came into Abuja, and he was a Christian from the south, as they call it, and he thought that by allowing Boko Haram to resurface, he would strengthen his case for saying, well, the north is ungovernable and it's only the Christians in the south who have any common sense. And so that backfired, and Boko Haram took off again and essentially then adopted whatever sponsorship it could. It said initially it was an Al-Qaeda group, then it said it was an ISIS group and the like. But Boko Haram is still out of control. But Boko Haram did not start in life as an Islamist institution. It was among Muslim youth, but not as a coordinated Islamic group. And the name Boko Haram means no foreign education. And why did they come up with that? It's because the central government and a lot of the state governments, being, quote, enlightened, wanted to make sure that young women had a chance at education and a life within civil society. This came at a time when, because of the decline of the waters of the Niger River, going through about 8 or 9 countries, that the Niger River was no longer supporting an agricultural base and an industrial base for the young men. And they saw all of these young girls now being educated and given school uniforms and the like, at a time when these young men couldn't get a job. So they had this campaign to rebel. It was an emotional, visceral response to their situation, and it's gone out of hand. And then, of course, Boko Haram and others, the splinter groups of that, like Islamic State West Africa Province, started to get arms and money and other equipment and so on from outside of the region, often from the Middle East, often from Iran, where they were trying to play a Shia role against the Sunni in the region. The Turks were in there providing weapons and so on. So you've got this unholy situation applying there. And at all this time, when the federal Nigerian government asked for help with intelligence resources, satellite tracking of the terrorists and the like, the U.S. government refused to give them meaningful intelligence to support that, or meaningful military support, that which has never been provided. So if the U.S. wants to go in and sort out the jihadist problem, I think there are a lot of people in Nigeria saying, well, good luck to you. Let us know how you get on. But the reality is that it's a very difficult war. It was a multinational war with Chad and Niger and Cameroon all playing roles in trying to suppress this rebellion. But none of them addressed it from reviving the economic viability along the Niger River Basin. So it's really a tragic situation. President Tinubu, who is a Muslim from the south, did come up with a very reasonable response against this. He said, look, we're doing everything we can, and we are a proudly diverse religious society, and we get along very well. In fact, Nigeria has the biggest Catholic congregation in Africa. It is Nigeria is now the center of the Anglican Church. Worldwide, the biggest Anglican community is in Nigeria, and a lot of U.S. Anglican churches now actually brought themselves under the Nigerian church. So it's a very interesting situation, but what we're seeing now is that this war is continuing to go. The government is not good at handling it. As I say, President Tinubu, although a Muslim, is suffering somewhat the same cognitive problem that President Biden suffered in the United States a few years ago. So he's not in a good shape to address it. But things are moving. The Nigerian government, just before the Trump announcement, President Tinubu announced that he had changed all of the military leadership to try to revitalize the conflict against not only the Fulani, but also the jihadist Boko Haram, Islamic State, and so on, but also to basically restore some law and order. He's not having much success with that, and I think they won't have much success until his government goes in the next year or two.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, are too many villains, is too little time. We leave Africa and we head to South America. This is CBS Eye of the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.